Good morning. The title for my thoughts this morning that are coming from God's Word, of course, are Be Thankful. We find these words in the last part of Colossians 3 and 15. Be thankful. Or I'd like to talk as well about thankfulness. This is the time of the year that we as Christians and we as Americans celebrate Thanksgiving. I'd like to read just a little teeny bit of history here. First of all, this is a national holiday celebrated primarily in the United States and Canada. It's celebrated as a day of giving thanks for the blessings of the harvest and of the preceding year. Several other places also around the world observe similar celebrations. It's celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November in the United States and the second Monday of October in Canada. Thanksgiving started back in on November 25th in 1621 by the Pilgrims. It was a celebration feast by the Pilgrim settlers of the English colony in Massachusetts. It was started to make peace and to make friends with the Native Americans, or Indians, as we call them, make peace and friends with them and the Pilgrims, or the newcomers. During that time, food was very hard to come by, and there was a lot of Pilgrims who died because of this. And the Natives, they knew what food that they could have at this time, and they knew what they could eat. And so they helped by bringing this food to help these people who were starving and struggling to survive. They were feeling sorry for them. So they brought forth this food that a lot of the Pilgrims had never even knew anything about or had seen before. So in the natives' eyes, it was the first peace offering between the two types of people, the Indians or Native Americans and the Pilgrims or newcomers. And in 1863, President Lincoln was the first president to proclaim Thanksgiving Day. And the presidents have followed suit since that time to also proclaim Thanksgiving. That's just a short little bit about Thanksgiving. So it's a time that we celebrate thanks for the things we've got in the past year. It's man's idea of Thanksgiving. Can we be thankful to God? We're going to get into that part here in a little bit. So we get together with our families and friends, and if you're like us, you probably eat way too much food, even though it's really good. It's a really good time to get good food and to get with your families and friends, and unfortunately to the point sometimes you get uncomfortable because you do eat too much. So in our case, and you got your cases might be a little different than this, we watch maybe a couple football games or basketball, whatever's on TV. Maybe some of us will play board games or some type of game, or some of us will sit around and fellowship and talk with each other. And after a little while, after we feel a little better, we might go back and eat some more. Does any of this sound familiar to anybody else here? I'm sure it probably does. Everybody probably does it their own way, but this is a time that we get together with family and friends. It's one of my favorite holidays of the year, probably because we get to see family and friends that we don't get to see every day. Some cases, some that we don't see hardly ever. So it's kind of a time to get together with family and friends and to have a good time of fellowship with them. But I just hope that as we're having Thanksgiving in our families, that we're thankful as we do have the things that we do and have for Thanksgiving and for the blessings as we celebrate it. The reason I say that is because not everyone is as fortunate as we are. In my job, I see a lot of that. I see a lot of people who don't have anything hardly in their apartments or whatever buildings they live in. You can see they're very poor. They don't have hardly anything. There's just a lot of people out there that probably don't have the means to do this. They'll probably have to go somewhere and to partake in this. Also, currently, and I could tell you many stories of this, but currently there's a sad story of a 17-year-old in Altoona area that I'm I'm delivering strong medications to that's waiting to pass on. And as I go through the door to deliver this medication, and I look inside, I see this hospital bed there, and here's this 17-year-old laying there, just not doing anything, just suffering. So this is to try to help that person as they get ready to pass on. But then I look at the mother who's signing the paper to receive this package, and it astonishes me that she has a smile on her face. And as we think about Thanksgiving, we think about, we have so many good things to be thankful for. But then you have here a 17-year-old who's getting ready to die. And I just wonder how that family can be so thankful, and yet the mother still acts very thankful to me and to at the moment. So this is just one of many instances that we could talk about. We're not going to get into all the different ones, but we also talked about, Lowell just brought it out in Lord's Table, about the Philippines. There's many people who have lost many of their precious things. They've also lost loved ones. They've lost their homes. And I'm probably thinking, how could they be thankful? But you know, they're probably just thankful to be alive, the ones that are alive, the ones that survived. And they're probably thankful for the things that they're receiving for so that they can take care of them from other people all over the world, so that they can be thankful for what they receive. And what about the tornadoes, the 75 tornadoes that just went through the United States and destroyed so many things as it went through, especially in the town of Washington, Illinois, where much of this town was destroyed by tornadoes. An F4 tornado went through and demolished most of the town. And that the funny thing was, in the entire town, not one church building was harmed. And lucky for most of the people there that they were in this, they were at church at that time, they were in the church buildings when the storm hit. It's interesting to me how these church buildings survived. And you wonder what was going on as far as that happened. But I'm sure, again, that they're all thankful to be alive. Even some of those people who lost their homes, you know, you can always rebuild your home. But human life cannot be replaced, and we know that some people lost their lives. So many of these people won't have the Thanksgiving that a lot of us will have. They're not going to have a building or a home for people to come over, their relatives and so on, because of the devastation to them. So as we think about those people that don't have the things that we have right now, we should be more thankful as we go through this time of Thanksgiving for the blessings that we do have, as we consider those who are less fortunate than we are. Now I'd like to look at our spiritual thanksgiving, our spiritual thankfulness, and our gratitude to God. What kind of thanksgiving are we supposed to show or have toward God? What happens when we go through times that are bad, times that are tough? How can we be thankful to God then? I did a little looking on the internet and research about Thanksgiving, and was looking for some ideas too. And I found a couple things that I'd like to share with you from a couple different people here. And the first one's entitled Reasons to be Thankful. And this is written by Dr. Muriel Larson, if you need to know that. Years ago, my husband and I were going through financial problems, and I was distraught with worry. Then I read Philippians 4:6-7, which told me not to be anxious about anything, but to bring everything to the Lord in prayer with thanksgiving. As I turned everything over to the Lord and started giving thanks to Him, faith filled me up, and I received the peace of God that passes all understanding, that verse 7 promises. But when we're all depressed and despairing, what can we thank God for? I've learned that thanking God for the following can lift up my heart to see the above problems of this world, and I hope this will help you to think of these things. The first thing is His beautiful creation. I grew up in a summer resort in New Jersey where living close to nature was part of my life. Pine trees, water, and gorgeous sunsets. My early attention to the beauty of God's world gave me added appreciation for the amazing varieties of plants, creatures, and scenery God has provided us to enjoy. When I praise God for something He made, it increases my joy. Jesus said, "Consider the lilies of the field. Even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." Matthew 6:28-29. So we have many things in the creation to be thankful for. They're all around us. The next thing is the provisions of life. And this fits in very well as we go through Thanksgiving. Even though we say grace and thanks to God, we may take the food we eat for granted. We'll enjoy it much more if we're grateful to God and give Him the thanks for it. If we're grateful to the people that prepared it for us. If we're grateful for the thanksgiving that we can give. Next time you eat one of your favorite foods, be thankful that it's available to you. Many people in the world only have plain rice to eat. How many of us would be excited about plain rice to eat only? When we think of our less privileged, hungry brothers and sisters in Christ, as Lowell just talked about before in the Philippines, we should pray, "Lord, let us, as we give thanks to God, give us this day our daily bread," and pray for those. We should pray for those who are less fortunate and be thankful for what we have. The next point is everything we have comes from God. Whenever we get together with Christians, with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, that is fellowship. That is fellowship in Christ and His church. When we feel grieved or feel depressed, our brothers and sisters comfort us and pray for us. Their prayers help us to bring healing and wisdom and carry us through troubled waters on the wings of God's grace. Many of us Christians take for granted our church, our elders, and our fellow Christians. It's sad that we must be struck by some calamity before we realize the blessing our spiritual family can be to us. Our Lord hath given us the fellowship of the saints for our enrichment and increase of joy. In Colossians 3:16 it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." So the fellowship of the saints is very important and can lift us up. The next one is God's promises. The Bible is full of God's promises, especially in Psalms. Many times when troubles have been abundant, I've opened my Bible and found a precious promise for me that has proven to be a great comfort. But we don't have to go through troubled times to appreciate God's promises. His blessings are new every morning. Thank God. The Lord has promised us freedom from anxiety, along with his peace that passeth all understanding, if we simply trust Him with everything. Again, Philippians 4:6-7. God has promised us to supply all our needs in Philippians 4:19. Supernatural joy to His followers in John 15:11. An abundant life in John 10:10. And answered prayers, John 14:14. Let's don't forget to thank God for all our blessings and His promises. But the greatest gift God has given to mankind is His only begotten Son, which we just commemorated. His only begotten Son gave His life to grant us forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. Through His Spirit, God gives us joy, peace, and victory. Let us rejoice in our Lord and give thanks to Him in all things. John Henry Jowett said, "Gratitude is a vaccine, an antitoxin, and an antiseptic. This is the most searching and true diagnosis. Gratitude can be a vaccine that can prevent the invasion of a disgruntled attitude. As antitoxins prevent the disastrous effects of certain poisons and diseases, thanksgiving destroys the poison of fault-finding and grumbling. When trouble has smitten us, a spirit of thanksgiving is a soothing antiseptic." And the other part's talk is entitled Bible Study on Thanksgiving. As we celebrated Thanksgiving last Thursday, I began to wonder what the Bible said about Thanksgiving. I generally remembered what the Bible said, but I was curious about the specific things that it said. So I did a little research while my wife was fixing Thanksgiving dinner. First part is entitled, Good Deeds Produce Thanksgiving. Jesus died on the cross to purify for himself a group of zealous, a group of people zealous of good deeds. Titus 2 and 14 said, Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. As Jesus' people, we work diligently for God through Christ to do the good works he wants us to do, that we're told to do in Ephesians 2 and 10. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We rejoice, praying without ceasing and giving thanks to God. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. It says, Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know what, I think I kind of jumped over a couple things here. We're going to back up to good deeds producing thanksgiving for us. And people in the world see our good works and they glorify God, as we find in Matthew 5 and 16. Where it says, Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Good deeds directed towards our brothers produce thanksgiving to God. Giving to those who need it makes them thankful for the physical and financial help that they give to us. As we go through our day-to-day walk, letting our light shine as God's children and doing the good deeds that he wants us to do, it causes others to glorify God and give thanks to him that he so richly deserves. The next part is talking about thanksgiving and prayer. When we pray, we express our concerns to God. As we do that, we should take time to express our thankfulness. We tell God about our problems, and we make our requests known to him, and we should make it known with thanksgiving, as it says in Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. As we are devoted to prayers, as we give them and stay focused on them, and we should have an attitude of thanksgiving. It talks about in Colossians 4 and 2. And then it talks about in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, that we rejoice, we pray without ceasing, and we give thanks to God. A thankful prayer is a prayerful life. A life void of prayer is a very unthankful life. The next part is talking about thanksgiving in heaven. We don't know everything about heaven. We're given certain things. But often can make us wonder what heaven's all about and what it's going to be like. But one thing occurring in heaven is thanksgiving. In Revelations 11, 16 and 17, it talks about the 24 elders that are in heaven giving thanks to God. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and reigned. When we get to heaven, we're going to give thanks to God. We'll be praising God. We'll be giving thanks in every way we can. We're going to be thankful for our salvation. Just as those were who were washed in the blood of the Lamb, we find in the 7th chapter of Revelations, in the first 15 verses. We sing a song, How Beautiful Heaven Must Be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. If we're not thankful to God in our prayers, when we pray to him, it's doubtful we're going to live in heaven. When we're in heaven, we're going to be busy offering thanks to God and our Lord Jesus Christ continually. And the next part is entitled, Every Day is Thanksgiving for Christians. As we experience God's goodness in our lives and offer thanks to him, we could say that every day is a day of thanksgiving. We don't feast upon turkey every day. We don't observe a holiday every day. But we offer our thanks to God in our prayers, reflecting our thankfulness in everything we say and do. The result of our thankful lives in doing God's work The work he wants us to do produces thanksgiving to God. The effect of things we do upon the earth is far-reaching. It reaches even up to God, even up to the throne of God. Why? Because God knows everything we do. God knows everything, single thing we do. So it reaches to the throne of God. So whatever we do in our bustle of day-to-day life, we need to remember to give thanks. And live in such a way that others who watch us and experience God's goodness from our hands can't help but pause and offer up a prayer to express their thanks. In these ways, God will be glorified and receive the thanks he deserves and wants. Happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is a spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. Thankfulness is the chief exercise of godliness in which we ought to engage during our whole life. Gratitude is the heart of the Christian life. To be grateful is to recognize, the love of God in everything he's given us. And he has given us everything. Every breath we draw is a gift of his love. Every moment of existence is a grace, for it brings with it immense graces from him. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. In Psalms 28 and 2 it says, "The Lord is my strength and shield. I will trust him with all my heart. He helps me and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving." Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. Closing, I'd like to read a couple verses here. First, in Ephesians 5 and 20, it says, "Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And in 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, it says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." God can give us the victory through Christ. We have the opportunity now to take part in that victory. God has given us the opportunity to be victory over sin, to be victory over the devil, to have an eternal home in heaven if we prove faithful till the end. We should always be thankful for what God gives us. And now he can give us the victory if we prove faithful to the end. We're going to give you that opportunity to participate in this victory, to take the steps of salvation, to have your sins washed away through immersion, to become a part of his family so that you can have the victory that he's talking about here and be thankful for everything that we have spiritually. If we can help you in any way, we ask that you come forward as we stand and sing the invitation number.